BuzzHub.info presents The JL Show, starring Luke,
Owen, Shane,
Kian,
Nickel, Jimmy, Johnny,
and Dean.
I haven't watched them yet, but I know the winners in some categories, but not all.
Who won Best Actor?
Okay, Best Actor. There's two Best Actors. Right?
Mark Wahlberg.
Movie, no. Just,
yeah. So they're split into two. You have Best Picture Drama, Best Picture Comedy Musical, Best Actor Drama, Best Actor Comedy Musical. When in the Oscars, it's all just been four.
Which one do I like, Adam or Alex?
Adam. So which category do you want to know?
One drama.
Best what drama? Best film drama was Boyhood.
Yeah, okay.
Which is a deserved winner,
yeah,
by far.
And How long was that shot over?
12 years.
Yeah, I was thinking.
But it's so great. I watched the clip on YouTube this morning, and I covered the title of the video. I was like, I don't want to know. I watched the announcement of the Best Picture award, and I was like, I don't want to be spoiled.
There's a new movie coming out called Girlhood.
Called what?
Girlhood.
Girl? No, there isn't.
Swear to God, it's not like a black girl living in a ghetto.
That's called Annie.
Yeah. My review title for Annie was Orphan Black, which is a good joke, because it's a TV show called Orphan Black. Anyway. So I put the video on.
No, I should have gone Black as the New Ginger. That would have been unreal.
That's okay. Black is the New Orange. Black is the New
Black's Orange.
Yeah, that's pretty good,
that
actually.
That would be good, because the Orphan is Ginger. Yeah, and the Orphan Black.
Yeah, that is good. I covered the review video title, and I was like, play video, and they go, boy, and I was like, Best Actor Drama, we got Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything, not a good performance. It's a film with Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
I was not a fan of his performance in that film. The film's not bad, but...
What about Michael Keaton?
Huh? Michael Keaton won Best Actor Comedy.
For a man of comedy.
It was submitted for comedy. Whether it is our comedy or not is
maybe
debatable.
Maybe he just thought he'd win.
Did he go through the mind? Or is he going to do it on
Monday? No, he's going to do it on Monday.
DiCaprio won that last year? Best Actor.
Yes, he did, yes.
Was that drama or comedy?
That was comedy. And last year, drama was...
12 Years Later.
No, McConaughey.
Oh, yeah.
For actor. Whoever's the same was the best film.
Yes, so we had... Is Flyers any good?
No. No, it's really not. It's not a good film. Jared Leto's okay in it, but McConaughey's not great. It's not good. But, so Michael Keaton won Best Actor Comedy, so he might still win the Oscar. No one knows. He's still a favorite. Then we have Best Actress Drama was Julianne Moore for Still Alice. Now, I saw this film. It is a fucking terrible film. She is barely acting at all. Like, she's playing a woman with Alzheimer's. It is so cliched. She's just there. She's going, I have Alzheimer's. I'm dying. And then she starts screaming and shouting and throwing things. It's like the most obvious Oscar-winning performance you've ever seen. She's not good. There are so many...
Is Bill Murray nominated?
He was nominated for Best Actor in a Comedy for St. Vincent, which he is very good at. It's a good film. And he was also nominated for Best Supporting Actor in a Miniseries or TV Movie for HBO's Olive Kitteridge, which is fantastic and which is the best TV show of the year. What? I think that's right. I'm not sure. Yeah. I mean, I was trying to figure that out with Selma yesterday.
Did you see Foxcatcher?
I did.
It's good.
It is good, yes. It's not great, but it's good.
How do you see Ferrell?
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, yeah.
So Steve Carell is good in it. Chang Hayden, not great. Some of it's funny, though.
It's about wrestlers. Are wrestlers mentally disabled?
Channing Tatum's character is a bit slow in the head, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And he still is.
He's the only one of the three who's still alive, right? Is the Channing Tatum character. And he is now, he saw the film last week, and he's now going, it's all lies, none of this happened, even though he's the hero of the film, and he's portrayed in the right the whole time.
Well, it's the real guy.
Yeah, this is the real guy. And the real guy is saying that the film is shit, and he's going to sue the director and all this, so. But he's insane. He's old, and he's... and then Best Actors in a Comedy, we have, it was a surprise, it was Amy Adams for Big Eyes, which I watched on Friday, and which I hated so deeply. It is a desperate, desperate film. And she won Best Actress in a Comedy, beating out the favorite, which was Emily Blunt for Into the Woods, which I also watched on Friday, which is fantastic. So, I watched 8 films this weekend, so... I watched Into the Woods, Big Eyes, American Sniper, Selma, Inherent Vice, Whiplash, which one? American Sniper? No. Republican propaganda. Pro-military. You know, it's misogynistic and it's homophobic. And they're all, oh, go to the USA. These filthy Muslims, they're taking away our freedom. Freedom is a call greater than poetry. It's another version of Unbroken.
That's
Bradley Cooper is okay.
What? For a year.
Yeah, poor black people do.
They should make some sort of movie where America are the bad guys.
Yeah. Huh?
They should make a movie where the Americans are the bad army. And, like, the Germans have to just protect the world. Yes.
So, those are the only awards I know the winners of. I haven't found out Best Director yet, thankfully. I managed to watch the videos of all those, and I managed... Oh, yes, Best Supporting Actor was J.K. Simmons for Whiplash, and Best Supporting Actress was Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. That was a very weak category. Best Supporting Actress was probably the weakest it's ever been this year.
And so Patricia Arquette... Actually a shit movie. Battle Los Angeles.
Yes.
That is so bad.
Battle Los Angeles.
So bad.
Awesome. I know that.
So bad.
Okay, it's not bad.
I've only seen about a third of it and I turned it off.
It's all the same though.
The characters are not distinguishable from each other.
But there's a new,
there is a good actor, Aaron Eckhart.
There's a new movie coming out in May called San Andreas with Dwayne Johnson, and it's basically just...
Oh, I saw that.
It's basically just the same as like 2012, but the whole thing is just like it's just the Los Angeles exploding and flooding and stuff, and he's flying a helicopter and he's driving a boat and the cliffs are tumbling down. It's very like 2012, and I love 2012.
It's
so.
Very like...
Who's in it? Is it Nicolas Cage or Mike Cusack?
2012. John Cusack.
John Cusack.
It's a very action movie. Very Dwayne Johnson movie.
Yeah.
I love the way the American guy is the bad guy
in 2012.
He doesn't want to let the people in.
Oh, yeah. There's the Russian guy as well. The evil Russian billionaire with his young wife. I've seen that film a lot of times. I have it on Blu-ray. Ashamedly, I own 2012 on Blu-ray.
I think it's funny when they're all running towards the edge.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, and the queen is there with her dog. It's a ridiculous... White House Down is very good as well. So the Golden Globes, I haven't found out any of the TV winners yet, although when RT Radio went on the bus this morning, they go, something, 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 House of Cards, something, something, Kevin Spacey, and I was like, shut up, I was like going, I was beating my ears like this. No spoilers, I'm going to go home and watch the Golden Globes, and I want as much of it to be a surprise as possible. But the shit of the week here on the show, my shit of the week, the shit is,
Birches.
Into the Woods is going to be my shit of the week. Into the Woods is
you said that was good.
Excellent musical, huh? It is. It's the shit. The shit being a positive thing. It is the shit.
I'm sure there's a lot of good movies, but not many movies I want to watch.
Well, if you want to watch Johnny Depp as a pedophilic wolf,
Mordecai,
who he crawls out. Mordecai he crawls out from behind a tree.
Is that it? Actually,
this is it. Into the Woods.
Oh, goes, okay.
I am the wolf. And he's Red Riding Hood, you are such a beautiful child. And he like sings about how beautiful her skin is and how he wants to eat her and her grandmother.
Johnny Depp not sing.
No, he can't sing at all. There's like three times in the song when he has one song and he tries to hit the high notes and it's just a mess. But
he's in Sweeney Todd.
Then yeah, he is. This is also a song I mean, they're very similar. Then at the end he's in the grandmother's house and the Red Riding Hood retells the story of her eating him eating her and it shows her tumbling down his stomach. It's a very good film. Into the Woods is very good. Yeah.
What's the other one? Hoodwinks.
Hoodwinks. Oh, no. Little Red Riding Hood is in Into the Woods with Johnny Depp.
Yeah, no, remember that movie, Hoodwinks.
Hoodwinks, yes, I like Hoodwinks. They only made the sequel, Hoodwinks, to, what was it called? Hood versus Evil. It was never released in Britain or Ireland.
It was MIA.
Do you know them films?
NAACP.
Yeah, something different, I guess.
National Assets Criminal Protection. What was the other one? Open Season. Like three of them movies.
Yeah, there were.
Straight to DVD.
Open Season.
Do you know what else is going on?
Oh, I love Open Season.
Probably do. What?
Alvin and the Chipmunks, the fifth one or something.
Fourth one.
Road Chip.
Oh.
Oh, Chipwrecked.
No. No, Chipwrecked's already out for 3 years.
Oh, Road Chip.
Yeah, Road Chip.
Probably another one.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, Road Chip.
It was so bad.
Wait,
the third one is so bad.
Did they make a fifth one?
The fourth one. Wait, there is no fourth one. They're making the fourth one, Road Ship. Yeah. It's coming out in December.
I have won this great world.
Like, yeah. I own the first two on DVD, and I have the soundtrack CDs. But I... But I never saw it shipwrecked. I remember the last in primary school, the last day of school before Christmas, I was that cool guy who had Alvin and the Chipmunks and the Squeakquel OST on CD. I was that cool dude who brought that in and played it, and everyone loved the songs.
Remember that used to be a thing where every song used to just get put into Chipmunk voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was,
oh, God. And then Glee came along and sort of ruined the whole cover versions industry for Alvin the Chipmunks.
So someone who's watching.
Oh, yes. I have to briefly review the Glee season 6 premiere, since you're everyone that listens
That's
to the show.
The thing.
The final season started on Friday with a double episode. So part one was horrible. All of my favorite characters were nowhere to be seen. It was just Rachel and Kirk being annoying and vain, and Sue Sylvester released hounds on the corridors of the school. That was pretty funny, actually. It's a terrible program, but...
I've nearly finished Suits season 2.
Yeah.
Unless I watch Breaking Bad then.
At the end of the episode, good. At the end of the episode, they sang Let It Go, and I vomited all over my tomato soup. Episode two was far superior because we had all of my favorite characters returned, and there was, well, not all, but some, and there were some new characters who were pretty okay singers, I guess, and there were some decent songs. There was an Ed Sheeran song in the first episode, and it was horrible. But part two was okay. There was fireworks. Although they did a weird thing where they had this, like, scratchy drawing effect on every scene, where every scene came up as a drawing and they colored it in. I didn't get it at all.
Did you ever hear of Villagers?
The singer. He just calls himself Villagers. He's just one guy.
No, it's cool. It's Village People.
Yeah.
Y-M-C-A.
Oh, I think we should read out the brilliant review of Into the Woods that an acquaintance wrote. The problem is I can't record and read at the same time, so...
I'll do it. I'll read that. Wait.
No, I'm saying I can't have them both open at once. I can always Bluetooth you the image.
I'll just take a picture on my phone.
All right.
I'm still didn't get my new phone, so I'll go...
Should I pause this in case it deletes?
Hey, Shane, why are you in your...
All right, we're back, fuckers. So, do you want to read it out? You read it out. So this is a review that somebody wrote of Into the Woods on Instagram. And this person has 2,500 followers. That's more people who read this review than have read all my reviews ever. It's a review of Into the Woods. It's poetry. And here it is, read by Shane.
Ray, what do I need to sound like here?
Just read it out.
I thought it was about a 250,000.
Oh, sure, but my reviews don't get that much traffic. That's just the news and the trailers and stuff. All right.
Eking. 6 E's, 6 K's, 5 I's, 4 N's, and 4 G's.
The title of this episode is JL163 Eking.
I can't wait to start reading this THISC. I can't wait to start reading this. Looks awesome. I got it today when I was in town before I saw Into the Woods. It was brilliant. I love the mixture of fairy tales, and the writing was very good. The cast were top notch for every note. The musical members were great. I didn't like that the ads were TV ads, which drives me nuts. And there was a check, CHEQE.
Oh, I think wait, it was a mistake. It says which they drive me nuts.
And there was check, CHEQUE, like a money check. I don't get this. For getting into the room for the movie. I think he must mean Q.
Yeah.
Glad I showed early. And the witch played by Meryl Streep plus the baker and his wife played by Cornyn and Blunt were also my favourite characters, to BD honest.
How old is that review?
2 days old. Well, what do you mean?
How old is that review?
Well, I mean, he published it like yesterday on Saturday.
And again, how many... How many Instagram likes did that get?
About 350. I follow him from like 6 different accounts.
Do you know what pisses me off about this review?
Apart from everything?
No, it doesn't give me a rating out of 10 for it.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't give a recommendation.
I give ratings out of 5, but...
Yeah.
You know, I've always been ratings out of 5 where I just gave 1 star, 2 star, 3 star, 4 star, 5 star. But recently I started giving half stars, and I'm very happy I did because it's a lot easier. Because there's a lot of films that I give 3.5 stars now where they're pretty shit, but I'm like, it's not. Like, I gave the third Hobbit film 3.5 stars, and yeah.
Somebody, because that means that maybe movies that you thought were good but weren't 5 stars.
It's something where, like, The Hobbit is a decent, it's decent as a contemporary fan. Well, I gave it out of 5, so 3.5 is, it still isn't, like 4.5 is what, like, I gave Birdman 4.5, because it wasn't 5 stars. The Whiplash was 5 stars, and, like, Interstellar was 5
That's
stars.
That's the drummer one.
What?
Whiplash is the drummer.
Yeah, yeah, oh, it's amazing. But the... Like, the third Hobbit film, I'm like, this is good as a modern fantasy Hollywood film, yeah. But as a Peter Jackson directed his Middle Earth film, it is just, couldn't be worse. So I would give it 3 for that, or 4 for that.
What did you give?
Oh, I gave it 3.5.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas it would be a 4-star film normally, but it was like 3-star Middle Earth film. So I gave it 3.5, and yeah, I was pretty happy
with
that.
So what has 5 star?
Interstellar, Boyhood. These are films I gave, 2014 films I gave 5 stars. Interstellar, Boyhood, Age of Tomorrow, Muppets Most Wanted, The Grand Budapest Hotel, Whiplash. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
People love that. I saw the first one.
I've moved Dawn of the Planet of the Apes down to 4.5 since, as I have with Gone Girl and with Birdman and... Yeah, everything else 5 stars.
The Interstellar is a 5-star movie.
Interstellar is a 5-star. Interstellar is number 1 of the year. Just beating Boyhood. I was almost going to put them both at number 1. Very close. Because Boyhood's a better film, but I was more moved by Interstellar. But
this is a new version of Planet Goodman.
No. Wait, have you seen Interstellar? Oh yeah, you're that one guy who never saw Interstellar. Loser.
Wait, Heath Ledger was meant to be in Inception instead of Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Was he?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was originally...
That makes sense.
Picked for the role...
of that wonderful role, which I can remember the name of.
Arthur.
Is it?
I think so.
I have no idea what that character's name is. I've seen Inception like a shit ton of times.
Who was there? Cobb. Don Cobb.
There's Don Cobb. Then there's...
the
random Asian guy. Tom Hardy.
No, Psycho.
Michael Caine as Don Cobb's father. Then we have... who else is there?
What's Ellen Page's name? Alan. It's like Adelaide.
She's the architect, I don't know. And then we have his wife. Does she even have a name?
Oh, Mom.
Oh, yeah.
How would you not get that? I got the IMDb app or something.
Oh, yeah.
Are they alive at all?
Love IMDb. I'm on IMDb. Oh, no, I added everyone from Beware the Horror Ghost to IMDb, but they added them to their secondary site, the TMDb. Which is an open source thing. So if you Google like Pablo or Dubai or something, you'll get a TMDB entry as a sound designer for the Red Hot. Oh no, those are all fake. Because I added Red Hot to TMDB, it was automatically added to all of these torrenting sites as a fake listing. So people have actually, like, you can technically torrent the film, but it's just a virus.
Why don't you let people torrent it?
Because it's on YouTube.
Oh,
you can download it for free off YouTube if you want. I have no problem with that.
How many views does that have?
110. Very, very poor. It should have about 700.
What's the first one mean? I don't understand.
I don't know. I should probably have finished this
book. No, we need a trend. We need a nice book of challenge with the Horror Ghost challenge or something.
Horror Ghost is dead now. It's dead.
It's a ghost. It's already dead.
What was I talking about even? The
movies.
Torrents, yes, it was added to all these Spanish film websites called SpanishMovieTrailers.com, and it's like you can watch the trailer and get it. It's automatically generated. It's weird. I reviewed it on both of them under Super. Gave it 5 stars. I gave it 4. I actually gave it 4 stars. I said some parts of it are very weak, but we have a winner in Destiny, who is a comedy legend in waiting. We're probably playing Uno again.
How do you play Uno?
I've never played it.
Uno is cards for stupid people.
Uno, yeah, exactly. It is.
I should go to college.
In English, we need to write a letter to a famous person offering to ghostwrite a number for them. And one guy did Luke Ming Flanagan.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. We got it, Luke Min Flanagan. It was all about the turf and stuff. Mine never got one. Seven people did fucking J.K. Rowling.
Why?
Because it was easy, and they were like, I want to write the 8th Harry Potter book. Thank you, goodbye.
Wait, what do you mean, ghostwriter?
Like, write a book under their name and get paid to do it. Like, Roy Keane's book was ghostwritten by Roddy Doyle.
Oh, yeah.
But his name was on the cover, but he didn't write it. He just gave an interview. But, like, I wrote mine to Dan Brown, offering to write more Da Vinci Code novels and stuff.
Do you think you could write another Da Vinci
Code? Oh, sure, anyone could. It's easy. I don't have time. No one would read it. Because there's thousands of people who write fake Dan Brown novels, and no one reads them because it's the brand that sells. All the books are the same. But, this is how he writes. The handsome psychologist stood up and walked towards the wooden desk. He sat down on the comfortable chair. He took out his gun and he pointed it at his head. His arms were covered in detailed tattoos and he stroked his muscly arms. They had these like homoerotic detail, which is just so unnecessary.
No, see, I read the first bit of the Vinci book, first 20-30 pages.
There's always like sadomasochism and there's always guys with tattoos and there's always a guy.
An albino guy in the first one.
There's an albino guy. The kid is here.
Fuck, hi.
Giamandas or Detenzione?
Detenzione.
Of MLK 2014 and of the impact of racial conflict on US society.
I really want to go outside.
We were in school.
When did we get the racial conflict?
On Thursday. We were in school. And we were supposed to be on Friday. And you could have easily, you could have asked in the Facebook group on the homework block.
Hi.
Mr. Clausen.
Oh God, will you stop trying to take the phone off it? No.
You have to dance.
I can't speak very well with my new retainers in.
Here, tell us about the theory of everything that you claim you enjoy.
I do enjoy it.
It's not terrible by any means. It's a fine film. But every Redman's performance is one of the worst.
This is the sound of what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like to hit Lucy.
There's no subtlety.
Right, there
you
go.
Genius. You're in my review. I talked about how he goes full retard.
Oh, that's so. Yeah. Oh, no.
I quote. You quote. Eddie Redmayne goes full retard. I am allowed.
Listen.
Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
No.
That he's not full.
No, but I'm saying Robert Downey Jr. I quoted Robert. I said directly quoted from this character. He says you go full retard to win Oscar. I said in this film, this character from Tropic Thunder would say. I was very careful to not say it myself. Would say that Eddie Redmayne has gone full retard. He just goes, I'm Stephen Hawking, and they give him an Oscar. It's not acting. It is an impersonation of a disabled person.
Stephen
Hawking
is an Oscar.
1% of black women should vote because of the literacy test, which I learned about watching Selma.
So Stephen Hawking is winning the case.
The wife is good, though. Olivia Jones is good as well. Thank you for listening to episode 153 of the Jail Show. No, 163.
I wish.
Thank you, Ian. We'll be back with more Pod 4 your book later in the week with a full review of the Golden Globes and of the new Avengers in the Voltron trailer, which drops tonight.
Fuck the Avengers.
More Pod for your book on the JL Show.